We start with news of shortages. Local libraries are planning to open their doors to people who can't afford to heat their homes. There's apparently a shortage of rain, although it's chucking it down as I read this, which means that our sugar beet crop is all behind. There's not enough police to be able to say, hello, 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 when you call 101. And I'm sorry to say it, but I'm going to have to mention the dreaded C word. Will there be enough toys this Christmas? Ruth starts us off.
Libraries in Norfolk are preparing for a surge of visitors this winter amid anticipation that people struggling to heat their homes will use them to keep warm. Bosses at Norfolk County Council had already announced thousands of packages containing hot water bottles and scarves will be distributed via Norfolk libraries to keep vulnerable people warm amidst the cost of living crisis. Council leaders have said that they will soon reveal more details of what further measures it intends to take to help people struggling amid rising energy bills. But they have, in response to a question from Liberal Democrat County Councillor Lucy Shires, said that they are ready to welcome people to the Council's 47 libraries this winter. At a meeting of the Conservative-controlled Cabinet, Ms Shires asked if libraries would be used as a warm hub this winter. Margaret Dewsbury, Cabinet Member for Communities and Partnerships, said, "I agree that libraries can offer a warm place for people to meet, learn, read, get support and many other things. The service will continue to be warm and welcome. We have already extended the opening hours for libraries by putting in place open library technology that enables library users to access the building for longer periods of time, including weekends, evenings and when not staffed. We of course welcome any residents into libraries during the colder winter period. As well as offering warm spaces, we are extending our provision of hot drinks and provide bags of essential items to go."
The ongoing drought has delayed the harvest of East Anglia's sugar beet crop, prompting British Sugar to push back the opening dates for its factories. The firm announced that its factories at Bury St Edmunds in Suffolk and Cantley in Norfolk will open later than usual this year, on October the 5th and 20th respectively. It said this was due to exceptional climatic conditions over the summer, with these factory areas receiving less rainfall than Wissington in West Norfolk and Newark in Nottinghamshire, which will open on September the 26th and 19th respectively. The later start dates will allow for greater yield improvement by leaving the crop in the ground longer, thereby hopefully benefiting from some much-needed rain, said a British Sugar statement. East Anglian growers who are impacted and need to lift their crop before their contracted factory is open can deliver sugar beet to Wissington from September the 26th. Any additional cost from this increased distance will be met by British Sugar.
Norfolk's Chief Constable has admitted 101 non-emergency calls to his force can take longer than 14 minutes to answer. Paul Sanford said that 1 in 10 callers were left hanging on the line, but argued that this was better than other public agencies. The wait to have a 101 call answered remains one of the contentious areas for those dealing with the police. The public is urged to use 101 when an emergency response is not required, such as reporting a stolen car, criminal damage, suspecting drug dealing, or wanting to give information about a crime. Quizzed about response times by Norfolk Police and Crime Commissioner Giles Orpen-Smelly at a recent accountability meeting, Mr. Sanford said the same control room staff answered both 999 and 101 calls. Prioritising increasing numbers of 999 calls had impacted on 101 wait times. However, 90% were answered within 14 minutes, he said. These figures are higher than I would want, But nationally, we are a strong position and are better than other public agencies such as the Passport Office, he added.
Toy shops are facing potential supply disruptions in the run-up to Christmas if further strikes at the port of Felixstowe take place, bosses have warned. The coming months are a key shopping period for retailers, and although local stores have stocked up ahead of the festive season, there are concerns that more strikes could cause problems. Steve Kerrison, owner of Norwich-based Kerrison Toys, said that he thinks there will be some disruptions over the next few months. At the moment, it's difficult to say what the impact will be, he said. If there are any more strikes, there could be an impact. At the moment, it seems to be flowing okay, but it's not just the strikes, as there are still issues in the Far East with COVID. Chris Golding, manager at Langley's, said that supplies for the Chantry Place toy shop have been fine up till now, but if there are more strikes, there could be issues. We've not had any disruptions at the moment, he said. And we've not had any correspondence from our suppliers to say there will be problems. I think we will be okay for Christmas. But if there are further strikes, there may be problems, he added. We've placed extra orders just in case. It won't just be toy shops that are hit by supply issues in the run-up to Christmas. Garden centres could also see low stocks of their festive products.